This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Yeah, I want to congratulate Greg Lesher. I just checked the ranking a couple minutes ago. Greg Lesher just delivered record ranking in the world of online streaming for radio. Well done, Greg. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Glad to be here. Curious, I was driving to the office. What was the topic with Greg?
We're talking about water. We're talking about the supply chain. We're talking about how municipalities are 100% dependent on chlorine for the killing of the pathogens, the biologicals in the water, and how freight has been, the guy in the big chair has issued an executive order, and rail traffic is down, and because of that, we believe that there will be more future problems regarding the treatment of water, so that it will be sufficiently treated with chlorine. Now, I know chlorine's deadly, and we all do, but there's no viable alternative to killing the pathogens in the water supply, municipal water. Now, I don't drink municipal water intentionally, but I do unintentionally. And what I mean by that is I don't buy bottled water. We have a well here at the farm. However, if I were to buy a can of soup, typically those cans of soup are manufactured with water that comes from a municipal water supply. So there's no getting around it. There's no getting around if you buy food that it has some content, some residual from the municipal water supply. Okay? If you buy a pizza and it's out in the countryside, and the pizza shop has well water, great. However, the pizza sauce that was manufactured probably has municipal water supply in the processing of the pizza sauce. So there's no real getting around it. If you drink soda, municipal water supply. If you buy bottled water, you might find that it's filtered municipal water.
Yeah, that's the secret. A lot of people don't realize they're buying bottled water, and they have this picture in their mind that it's coming from this beautiful spring trickling down the side of the mountain. And the reality is, if you go into the water bottling plant, it's coming right out of the municipal water main going into the bottles in whatever downtown factory that plant happens to be in. So they may filter it through some filters, but it is not beautiful mountain spring water trickling down from the snow melt in the Rocky Mountains. It's far from that.
Right. You're buying an illusion, and you're buying a dream in a blue-tinted bottle, plastic bottle. As a matter of fact, even the manufacturers of appliances, such as refrigerators, will tint, they'll put a light blue coating on the light bulb, if they're incandescent light bulbs, so that it looks like it's a bluish, more clean look inside the refrigerator. Now, typically, when you go to replace them and you find out those bulbs are about $40 a piece, you might replace them with a $5 or $6 clear one. You know, the ones that used to be 59 cents. So, yeah. So, Bert, what's on the blackboard for today?
Yeah, and before we get off the topic, Vince, I'll just tell you one little idiosyncrasy about my water supply where I am in my particular town of Silicon Valley. We get water from three sources, and they send us a map, and it's imported water, it's groundwater, and it's mountain runoff water. And the smallest of the three is the mountain runoff water, but my actual part of my town gets our water from mountain runoff, and it goes into the reservoir, and they, you know, purify and stuff. So real quick, the interesting thing is they show the statistics. They test for like 80 different contaminants, and I get a whole report, and my water is actually cleaner than the water that you could buy in the store. That's how clean it is. It's just the very small portion of the company is San Jose Water Company here, and I'm not promoting them because they're charging us outrageous rates, but the particular water that goes to my town is actually cleaner than bottled water, so I take it. And then they also go through, we've talked about this before in class, a two-stage water filter, and that's basically what I drink. So between the water being pure to begin with, plus the two-stage filter, I'm getting pretty good drinking water here at the Burt residence. So anyway, just throwing that out there.
Years ago, I had experiences filling up swimming pools. And one of the pools, when it was brand new, got a delivery, a tanker load of municipal water. And that water was put in the pool because it had a vinyl liner, brand new vinyl liner, brand new pool. And the idea was to keep that liner from moving around, the water pressure had to be in the pool, meaning pushing down and pushing on the sides to keep that vinyl liner in place. And when they install a vinyl liner, typically what they do is they shape the bottom of the pool with sand. If it's a steel-sided pool, they put the sides in and they shape moist sand with vermiculite. They use a trowel and they make the bottom square and they slope the sides. They put the vinyl liner in, but the vinyl liner doesn't automatically cling to the sides and the bottom of the pool. So they take a shop vacuum and they stick it in a corner. And they stuff some rags in it so air can't leak in, and they vacuum the air out of the area between the liner and the sides and bottom of the pool. Then they fill it with water. So this particular pool had a tanker truck deliver municipal water right from a fire hydrant, which is municipal water. And it was tan, you know, it was tan. And after about 4 feet of it, you couldn't see whether, you know, a coin was heads or tails in the bottom, for sure. You could hardly see the coin at all. As compared to well water, and we had a pool when we were in Virginia, we built a pool and vinyl liner, same kind of a thing, and filled it with our well water, and it was crystal clear. And you could see it, a dime, whether it's heads or tails in the bottom of the pool. So what I'm saying is you may think that the water that's coming out of your faucet's crystal clear because you're looking at a glass at a time. And it's nothing compared to what you think it is. It's got to be tan. I've seen it firsthand. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we could do a whole class just on water and probably just scratch the surface. Well, I guess you can't scratch a liquid. Vince, quick update on the economy, and then we're going to talk about supply chain. So that's going to dovetail into the first hour very nicely. But, you know, stock market's crashing again. Nothing new. Seems to happen more often than not on Fridays. And Kathy Woodstocks, so-called Kathy Woodstocks, it's actually the ARK Innovation Fund, they continue to fall. And some of these stocks have fallen like 80 or more percent. The fund itself has gone from a high last summer of 135 to a low last month of about 35. So that's quick top of the pad calculation. That's about a 75% fall in that fund. As I said, many stocks falling even further. So I get a question. I go, I've heard, Bert, is it time to buy these stocks? Or, you know, or they've gone so low. Can it go? And, you know, my comment is when dislocations and things like this happen in the stock market more often than not, they'll go from one extreme to another. So we're clearly at an overvalued extreme last summer. And are we coming into fair value? Well, fair value for some of these companies might be closer to zero because some of them have nothing. But those that are real operating companies, no question the stocks have come down. But more often than not, just going by history, these things correct from one extreme to the other. So we're probably going lower on these stocks. So I'm not saying buy the Cathie Wood stocks or the ARK Innovation Fund. And, of course, we're not giving financial advice on our class. We're just simply commenting on what's going on in the market and my views and insights from, you know, involved in this. A lot of these are Silicon Valley companies in this particular fund. But the market continues to go down. It's, as I said, down again today. Many high-tech stocks are getting clobbered again. And, of course, the news of the day is that although unemployment still looks good, that's the one sort of bright spot in the economy. Prices continue to go up. Gasoline has hit a new all-time average price, which out here in California, we're nowhere near the average price. We're $2 above the average price. And so we got a pretty bad economy, Vince. Again, the bright spot being if you want to work, there are job openings. But other than that, it's a pretty dislocated economy. And I hate to say it, but it's almost like stagflation because we already had negative economic growth last quarter. We have it again this quarter. That's the definition of a recession. It would be kind of strange to have a recession with low unemployment numbers. But what's bad is to have a recession with inflation. And that's what we have right now. So hate to be negative, but, you know, sometimes you have to correct things with a recession in order to sort of start over with things adjusted in a better way. I know I'm probably a little bit more of a glass half full kind of guy, so I'm looking forward that these dislocations will be improved. But we're going to talk about supply chain, and I have some interesting news on that front, Vince. Something we probably didn't expect to hear, but in the last week or so, retailers have been giving us some very unusual news that almost unexpected. And that news, Vince, is that they're stuck with inventory. They overordered. Apparently, the boats were coming in and delivering more than they actually needed. And so we're now getting news reports that major retailers, and I'm talking about Macy's, TJ Maxx, Urban Outfitters, Target, all Best Buy. Best Buy says it's going to have increased promotions for TVs and computers. Urban Outfitters say they're going to have sales coming up. And it's probably good news for TJ Maxx because they get other companies' inventory and sell them at a discount. Burlington CEO Michael O'Sullivan said yesterday, "The buying environment now is better than we've seen in years. We're seeing brands that we haven't seen that we're able to sell now." Of course, that's a discount retailer. So interesting, Vince.
Yeah, and, you know, one way of saying it's over-ordering, another way of saying it is the customer is broke and can't buy it.
Probably a combination of both.
Of that.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, I believe the economy is a tailspin. I've been telling you this for 2 years now, and it's here. So in Los Angeles, 2 days ago, regular gasoline, $8.08. Premium, $8.90. Diesel, $9.20. I forecast that it would hit between $12 and $15. I'm repeating that because when I said that, people thought I was absolutely, positively nuts. Well, $9.20 is 80 cents away from $10. Brett, I just want to let you know that for some reason, more and more people are listening to USA Prepares than ever before.
Yeah.
So many,
yeah.
In fact, that Bert, Greg set a record last hour. You just set a brand new record right now. Back to you.
Well, the funny thing is out here, you know what, one of the problems they're looking to try and solve, you know, we have electronic price signs, so they're all scrambling to figure how do we go to the extra digit when prices hit $10. You and I, Vince, are of an age that we can remember back in the oil shortage that happened in, well, we had two in the 70s, one in the early 70s, one in the late 70s. And I think you can remember when the first one hit, we had gas still under a dollar. So even when it went from, you know, 30 cents to 70 cents, we were under a dollar, but then it started going up over a dollar, and the gas stations, they weren't so much electronic back then, but they, you know, only had so much room for the digits, so they're putting like cardboard extensions over on the side to put the dollar sign, or they were just leaving the dollar off because they hadn't anticipated and given enough thought over the years to what do we do when gasoline goes over a dollar. Well, we're facing the same problem now with potentially going over $10 a gallon, and I think diesel probably is over 10 in some remote locations right now as we speak.
Bert, my dad told me that when he was a child, gasoline sold for 7.9 cents a gallon. So the signs that you're talking about are these signs where you put the numbers into placeholders on the sign. Now, these are big numbers, like each one would be over a foot tall. And these would be numbers that you would use this long pole, like a 15-foot long pole, and you'd grab these numbers, you take the old numbers off, and you put the new numbers on as the price changed. But you're absolutely right. So gasoline was sold for, 7.9 cents, 8.9 cents, and it hit 10.9 cents. That wasn't a problem. But when it got to over a dollar point 9 cents, that extra digit was a problem. And what happened was that the pumps couldn't calculate. There were mechanical calculators on the pumps, and you could read the price mechanically with a rolling dial or a drum that had prices on it, kind of like a slot machine but with numbers on it. You could read what the price was for the gallon and the number of gallons. Well, that became a problem when they couldn't accommodate the extra digit when it went over $1 per gallon, as you mentioned. And what would happen is they would go by the price. The dollar amount on the pump was wrong, but the gallon amount was right. So they would have a calculator in their hand, and they would say, okay, 10 gallons at, $1.14.9, and they would tell you the amount. And you paid that amount, not the dollar amount on the pump, but the calculated amount with a hand calculator or a piece of paper and pencil. That's how it was done. And we're going to do it again because the pumps aren't ready for over $10 a gallon, four digits. Back to you.
Yeah, and Vince, you're probably also, as a child, can remember when we had the grain shortage in 1909 for the horses, and the horse feed had shortage hit, and they had trouble feeding the horses for the horse and buggies. So then now obviously we've moved to gasoline. Just making a joke there, Vince.
I know. I was just letting it go. There always will be shortages, and some of them were man-made to manipulate prices. There are always those greedy thugs, and some of those greedy thugs have famous names, like Carnegie and Rockefeller, and some modern-day ones.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Drivers are digging deeper into their wallets just to get to work. Gas prices are a new record high this morning. AAA updated the numbers overnight, showing another 5-cent jump to $4.76 a gallon. That's up 14 cents in the past 3 days. California remains the most expensive to fill up, $6.24 a gallon. 7 states are next, topping $5, with Michigan closing in. Georgia is the cheapest place at $4.22. It's day 100 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Recent days have seen Russian forces gain significant ground in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. Reports out of the United Kingdom claim Russia now controls more than 90% of the region of Luhansk. National Hockey League playoffs continue between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As the least affected age group during the pandemic was the young children, the White House continues to push for them to get vaccinated.
The White House says that COVID-19 vaccinations for children under 5 could begin as soon as June 21st. That's if the Food and Drug Administration authorizes the shots. An FDA advisory committee is scheduled to meet on June 14th and 15th to consider the application from Pfizer and Moderna. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
After witnessing President Biden's all-out assault on the Constitution last night, Texas Representative Troy Nels on Newsmax says Biden is missing the mark. Guns are not the issue. The congressman says we have mental health issues in America.
This week, we're getting back up to Washington. We'll go back up next week. And it's going to be interesting to see what type of legislation comes through the Senate. We do know that Nancy Pelosi is talking about some type of gun control measures, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens here next week. But it's just a sad, state of affairs to see that there are so many evil people out there, evil people that are going out there and murdering innocent children. And it's unacceptable. Something needs to be done. But the idea that gun control is going to solve this problem, I just don't believe that's the answer.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I was thinking about Dan Quayle and one of his quotes. He was speaking to the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And their slogan was, "A mind is a terrible thing to waste." And they were soliciting funds to send blacks to college back in those years. And he gave a speech and he said, he was speaking to them and he was trying to relay their slogan. And instead he said, "What a terrible thing to have lost one's mind." And actually what he was talking about would be a future president of the United States. What a terrible thing to have lost one's mind. And here we are today. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, and little-known story, Dan Quayle was selected as the vice presidential candidate through a computer program that the Republican National Committee wrote and administered, and they put in all the information and the computer churned and jugged and smoke came out, and then a card got ejected. It said Dan Quayle. But that goes to prove you a computer program is only as good as the people who have programmed it and the information they put in, because he was not known as one of our best vice presidents, and I guess the best thing about him is he didn't do much, and sometimes that's good in people that are leading the country. It's better to do nothing than to do bad things. But anyhow, Vince, port congestion. So many people remember how congested our ports were several months ago. So, class, there is a website you can go to called gocomet.com, and you can look down at the world and look at all the ports and get real-time, up-to-date, immediate information on how congested the ports are. And I know not everybody's interested in this, but instead of calling your friend on the beach to pull out binoculars and count the cargo ships, you can go to the site, and here's the information. So things have improved. Vince, take a guess what the worst port is right now for, and I'll give you a hint. It's the delay in this worst port in the United States right now is 8 days. Can you guess where it is?
I'm anxiously awaiting the update.
Oakland, California. So that's our major Northern California port. 8 days. That's the worst in the country. I'll throw out some here. Port Everglades, Fort Lauderdale, only 1 day. Los Angeles, Southern California, and 5 days. Long Beach, and they're really right next to each other. Long Beach sort of is Los Angeles. Long Beach, 4 days. Norfolk, Virginia, interestingly enough, is second worst. It's at 6 days. Newark, New Jersey, only 2 days. Chicago, which is a port because it's on the Great Lakes, 1 day. Dallas, 3 days. I guess that's a river port. There's no, it's not really on the Gulf. So most delays aren't really there. They're one or most of these are just 1 or 2 day delays. But up here in Northern California, we still have a little bit of a problem, but it has improved, and it's a really interesting site. In fact, you can go all over the world and look at, Karachi, Pakistan, 2 days. You can look all over the world. Dominican Republic, 6 days. Just gazing over most of the world, it's usually 1 or 2 days in most places. So I think aside from the United States, we're sort of the outlier. The rest of the world, there's not much of a supply problem. U.S. still a bit so. But isn't that interesting that there's a site you can go to and basically you look down on the globe and you see all little dots for all the different ports, and then you can look at a chart and see how congested it is by port. So very interesting. So in summary, events for class, we've improved, but we still have problems in the United States for various reasons, especially out here on the West Coast.
So when you look at the supply and you look at the ports and you say the port congestion is down, there are several components to that. One component is manufacturing. So the goods need to be manufactured somewhere to be loaded and packaged and loaded on ships to be shipped somewhere across the ocean, right? And then there have to be customers that want to buy them, and there has to be people, dock workers, to unload them and trucks to receive the goods that have been unloaded from the ships. So if the trucks have a problem getting fuel and they can't get to the ports for the ships to be unloaded, that is one problem that could cause a delay in the backlog of ships awaiting to be unloaded. Another could be a lack of demand. Like, where are we going to put all the stuff that's unloaded and put on trucks? And I think that the problem is all the above. I believe it's manufacturing in Shanghai that had been shut down. So the ships weren't being loaded to come over here with all this great stuff that we seem to think we need to buy from China.
Yep.
So China wasn't making it. It wasn't being shipped. That eased up the congestion. The customers aren't buying it, which causes more congestion. So it's all of the above as I see it, Bert.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think you can use that same argument for the retail dilemma we have now. You can call it excess inventory, or you can call it slowdown in sales. I'm going to quote here Target, I didn't know there was such a title, Chief Growth Officer Christina Hennington said during their first quarter earnings call that Target is now facing softer than expected sales in many categories, resulting in too much inventory in those areas. So she's coming right out and saying our sales have slowed down. So it's a combination of both. So these things, these dislocations happen. The good news for the consumer is that if you have the money, we could see some good sales going into the summer as these companies are figuring out how to unload their inventory. Believe it or not, Vince, some of it was Christmas inventory that they didn't get in time for last Christmas, and they're saving it for Christmas this year, so I think there will be no problem of any shortages for Christmas goods. That's a good sign. But just going into the summer, it looks like we're going to be seeing a lot of sales, Target just being one example. And again, just like you said about the shipping delays, you can call it softer sales, or you can call it excess inventory, or in reality, it's a combination of the both. And this is all, this is, I mean, I can go through the list of companies here. Costco, Walmart, they're all reporting in certain areas, and some of these are some of the areas where you had to have delays, like getting washing machines and appliances. There was a time you couldn't get a refrigerator or a washing machine because everybody was remodeling their homes. Well, that's slowed down because the whole real estate market is slowed down. So it's interesting how this might be, if you can afford it, it might be a good summer to purchase some of these items. And we're talking furniture, we're talking appliances, we're talking TVs, and we're also talking clothing. So, Vince, interesting economy, wouldn't you say?
There's one other component to that, and that the American consumer has figured out that these major appliances, like washing machines from Asia, dryers from Asia, refrigerators from Asia, freezers from Asia, dishwashers from Asia, are substandard. And they figured out that just because it has a nice, shiny, stainless steel skin on it and it looks really modern and up-to-date doesn't mean it's going to last more than 5 years. So now the customers have said these appliances are junk. They figured out that new lightweight door on the refrigerator, when you close the side-by-side refrigerator door, the freezer door pops open because the freezer door is just as light as the refrigerator door. It's not heavy enough. The magnet is too thin to hold the door in place when you close the other door, meaning you close the freezer door, the refrigerator door pops open. You close the refrigerator door, the freezer door pops open, and customers are sick of it. And so you add that to the equation, and there are more appliances to buy because nobody in their right mind would buy one. I'm waiting to hear from LG and Samsung's legal beagles telling me that I better not say it anymore. I'm waiting to hear it. Give me a call. 866-582-9933. You can call me right now.
What do you think the best washing machine brand is, Vince? It's there used to be some high-end European brands, but we don't see them so much anymore.
Well, I can tell you what the best brand overall was, and they have all deteriorated. The best brand was Whirlpool, and it came with lots of names. So under the Whirlpool umbrella, the mechanism for a washing machine was the tried-and-true gearbox transmission with a direct-drive motor, electric motor. It was fabulous. As a matter of fact, it's so good, Bert, that I have four of them in storage, used ones that I bought for like $50 because I wanted the parts. I'm talking about a mechanical timer. I'm talking about a standard pump to drain the tub. I'm talking about inexpensive fill valves. I'm talking about mechanical, every bit of it. And I have four of them, and they last over 20 years apiece. And there's a secret, and it's in the book. It's in the book of lessons, and that is you need to add oil gear oil, synthetic gear oil, to the transmission. And you do that with a hypodermic needle. You grind off the end so it's blunt. You heat it into a shape of an L on a burner, a big hypodermic needle that you use for a cow. And you put about, a half an ounce more of full synthetic 75W90 full synthetic gear oil in the gearbox of your transmission. It's a little hole on the top of it, of the transmission, an air vent, and you slowly squeeze the lubricant in there, and it will sound as smooth as can be, and it'll last easily 20 years, probably more like 30. So that is the best brand. There's no question about it, but all the new brands have been compromised, including Whirlpool, and their new washing machines with the agitator that appear to be just like the old ones, but they're electronically controlled, are lousy. Lousy. Beyond lousy. The control board, when it fails, is half the price of the entire washing machine for the electronic control board. They're junk. So it's mechanical timer, washer, and dryer. And in terms of dishwashers, the old Whirlpool. The old Whirlpool, and it could be, you could even get the electronic push-button ones with the LED lights. Not displays, just the LED lights. And they have names like Kenmore and Whirlpool and Maytag. Those are the best under the Whirlpool umbrella. Bert, back to you.
How about Electrolux from Sweden?
We have, I wanted to buy Whirlpool, a full Whirlpool refrigerator, 17 cubic feet, and a full size Whirlpool freezer. So each one would stand next to each other. The doors meet in the middle. It looks like a great big side-by-side Sub-Zero, but it was made by Whirlpool. They discontinued it. I ended up with Frigidaire. It's okay, but we have to vacuum the coils underneath all the time,
yeah.
So the compressor runs cool. Not as good as Whirlpool. Not as good. And Frigidaire is an Electrolux brand. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Of the abbreviated list of items you should consider buying right now, I will either have it published on the internet, but if not, my plan is to work with Arjun this weekend and get that done. But if I can't do that, the easiest thing for me to do would be to send it to you. I'll put it, save it as a PDF and email it to you, and just send me a request that you'd like it. Put it in the subject line, please. Instructor at usaprepares.com. Instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, at usaprepares.com. And I will get that to you. I think it's something that you really need to take a look at. It's 11 pages long. It's 220 items. I might add a few more items before I email it out. And let me know what you think of the class, and let me know, if you don't mind, what subjects you'd like to cover. Are we on the right track? Do we need to alter our course? What are your thoughts, positive and negative? Bert, back to you.
Vince, I was just checking as we were conducting class here. So average price of diesel in California, $6.65 a gallon. But that doesn't tell the whole story. We already have gas station in Los Angeles charging $8 a gallon for gasoline and $9 a gallon for diesel. So we're getting close to that $10 mark. So who knows how they're going to handle it on their price posting on their electronic sign out front. But, yeah, we're getting close. And unfortunately, crude oil has not come down. In fact, it's ticked up the last several days in a row. So even though they're trying to increase the international supply and get certain countries to pump more, and of course, you know, our president is planning to travel to Saudi Arabia to meet with them and beg them to pump more oil, their prices continue to go up, Vince. $9 for diesel. Hard to believe. We'd see it. We'd see it in 2022. Didn't see that coming, but here we have it.
Well, the numbers that I've seen: $8.08 for regular in regular gasoline in L.A., $8.90 for premium, $9.20 for diesel. in Los Angeles. Now, those are the highs. Those are the highs.
Yeah.
Those aren't, you know, the average. But, yeah, it's a real problem. And I tried to buy some chickens out of stock. Grease. Can't get anymore. Mobile Delvac oil. Out of stock in lots of locations. That's diesel engine oil. So grease, diesel engine oil, DEF fluid is in short supply, and the EPA says we're working hard with the manufacturers to get more diesel exhaust fluid sensors because there's a shortage of them. So you put all this together, and if the trucks aren't rolling, you aren't getting it. Doesn't matter what it is. If the trucks aren't rolling, you're not getting it.
Yeah, since I was able to get gas out here for $2, and unfortunately, it was the taco I bought at Taco Bravo. Vince, real quick, we're coming up on an important anniversary. We've done a class or two on this before. I just want to alert everybody that we're going to be having a future topic on 75th anniversary of probably the most famous UFO crash in history. We're coming up this July, next month, about a month from today, when the Roswell crash happened. So we're going to cover that on a future class. And Vince, just so everybody knows, although Roswell's the most famous case, the most prolific part of the country for UFO sightings, and I'm saying to this day, about once a week, on average, somebody sees something that's right in your neck of the woods in Marley Woods, where, for whatever reason, for the past 70 or 80 years, there have been UFO sightings on a regular basis in this area of southern Missouri that continues to this day. We don't know what it is. It's primarily lights and plasma balls, so not the typical craft that, you know, is mechanical and people walk out and say hi and get back in, and, you know, not that kind of thing. These are something way beyond that, just balls of light flying around. And that's been going on, as I said, for 70 or 80 years. And it's, Vince, it's only about an hour or two from the Finelli Ranch. And very interesting. Most prolific part of the country for UFO sightings, right there in Marley Woods.
Class, you know, they're nicknames for states, like New Jersey's inappropriately called the Garden State. It used to be the Garden State, but it got paved over. But Missouri still is true to its name, and that is the Show Me State. That means I believe it when I see it. And so we believe it when we see it, and this is the hotspot. Near the farm for unidentified flying objects. So we're doubting Thomas's, and this is the hotspot where they're seen. Bert, thanks so much. I'll see you next week.
You got it, Vince.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.